Roger, how you doing?
Hi there, how you doing?
Another day in paradise, brother. What can I say?
That's right.
You know, for some reason I woke up today, I was like, man, is it Friday? I was like, no, it's Tuesday.
You wish, huh?
You know, it's funny because I talk to business owners all day long as part of my job, right? So I get happy when it's Friday, and business owners are always just like, hey, man, so what? It's Friday. It's just another work day. We work tomorrow, too. It's Saturday, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a W-2 employee, man. So Friday is Friday, you know? So
Friday.
Yeah, sure. You know, so I'm always uppity up on Friday, like, hey, what are you doing? And they're like, man, what the hell are you so happy about? I was like, it's Friday, man. They're like, ah, whatever.
Yeah, Friday's the day I get to spend the most money.
Right. Anyhow, Roger, again, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors here. Clara did wave me down. She wanted me to apply one of our, what we call, new in business rates. Apparently, she says that you are still newer in business, about a year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I think she said today is your anniversary. Oh, okay.
That's right. Very
nice. Congrats on that, man. Many more to come. Hopefully.
I hope so. Yeah, thank you.
That's the plan. Especially being listed on Google, man. I can tell you that, not only because I work here, but I've seen businesses go from 0 to 100. And it's always very pleasant when I get to help those businesses. And I remember where they started, where they're like, man, I'm struggling right now. I don't have customers. Things are slow. And, you know, and then I check with them, you know, 6 months from now, and they're like, hey, man, I can't really talk. I'm real busy. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's the dream right there.
Anyhow, Roger, so the services that we offer is to put the company within the first page of Google. In order to be part of the first page, just so you know, the way that it works is that there has to be availability. As you know, on the first page of Google, there's only about 10 slots, and then Google kicks everyone else out, you know, to the second, third, fourth, fifth page. I'm always very frank with people. I tell them, hey, man, if you're not on the first page, it's going to be quite hard to stay busy because nobody usually navigates further than that, if that makes any sense. I mean, even myself, when I look something up on Google, I see the first 6 or 7 options, and I'll choose one of them, right? I don't ever see myself clicking on the second, third, fourth page. But anyhow, what we have availability is to place you there right on the first page, and that would put you right alongside of your competitors there. You have All Seasons Cleaning, Ken's, Naples, Pressure Washing, All Star Pressure, Imperial Pressure Cleaning, Elegant Styles, Rolling Suds, Superior Pressure Washing and Soft Washing, and Smart Pressure Cleaning. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, Roger.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of I actually see those guys on the road when I'm driving around.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Funny. I'll look at them and be like, you bastard.
Uh-huh. you lucky, you know, I know where you're going with that.
That's
okay. Yeah, okay. I, you know, for the sake of my job, the call is being recorded, but if it wasn't, I think I know. I can read your mind from here, what you're saying. Okay, but anyhow.
Yeah.
So those companies, I mean, they do similar work than you do, Roger, and I can tell you that it's not that they're doing, you know, something extraordinary that's keeping them busy. I mean, it's the simple fact that they are first options on Google, and that's how they stay busy, right? Because anytime anybody goes on Google and they type anything that has to do with, you know, pressure washing, commercial washing, residential power washing, or patios, you know, walkways, or anything of that nature, these companies are your first option, and obviously they get the calls. So that's where we would be placing you, brother, right alongside of your competitors on that first page. Okay.
Right.
Now,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening, brother. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, I'm actually at lunch right now, and I was going to say, like, what is kind of like the pricing we're looking at for?
Oh, okay. Yes, I had no idea, brother. I wish you would have told me. I would have been a lot faster.
That's all right.
So, part of the service, just so you know, I'll tell you really quick, then we would also build a website for you because Taro is telling me you don't have one. We wouldn't charge you anything extra for that. It's already included in the service, brother. Okay?
Okay.
Building a website for Extreme Exterior Cleaning. I actually send you a text message, so when you get a chance, take a look at that. It's a sample site of what, yeah. It actually looks very nice and very professional. Like I said, there's no additional charge for that. We would also, are you on Facebook by any chance, Roger?
I think I have made a Facebook page, but I don't think I've posted anything on it yet.
Okay, no worries. We also work directly with Facebook only because Google has a partnership with Facebook, so we would help you promote that Facebook page, and then we would run ads on there for you. So we would help you with the Facebook as well. And then we would also put you on Apple. We work with Apple as well, you know, for the Apple Maps. Anyone that uses Safari to do searches, you'll also be listed through Apple. But, I mean, the real bread and butter here is that first page of Google, you know, right alongside of the guys that you say you know there, and then having your own website. The pricing for it is actually quite affordable, brother. It's $299 a month. That's it. You're not paying a penny more. And it's not a lead service, right? So that's what separates us from, like, third-party vendors like Angie's List, Home Advisors, Thumbtag. You know, what they do is that they sell leads, right? So here with Google,
right,
it doesn't matter
what
how...
Angie's List is doing.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, and here's one of the things that a lot of people don't know. I mean, you probably are not even aware, Roger. Do you know where Angie's List buys their leads from? Ones that they sell to you? Okay. If you took a wild guess, I'm sure you probably guessed it right correctly. From Google. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So what they do is that they put up a listing themselves on Google that says best power washing companies in the city. And then people click on that thinking they're actually calling a company and it's actually Angie's List that has your information on there. But then what they do is that they pick and choose who they want to send that lead to. Then that same lead, they share it amongst, you know, 7 or 8 others. And then, you know, people compete for the lead. It's a little different, right? So with Google, the customer is going to call you directly. There's no lead sharing. And then you pay that $299 flat rate once a month. Despite whether you get 10 jobs in 1 month or you get 15 jobs the next month, that $299 will never change. It's a firm month-to-month pricing. It includes all the services and the website that I mentioned to you. And then it's not a contract, Roger, which is the best thing, and that's why we have thousands and thousands of clients because they love that. It's not a contract. It's a month-to-month service. What does that mean? It means that you have the right to cancel the service whenever you want. But, I mean, let's be frank. If we're keeping you busy, I don't see you wanting to cancel. Right?
Definitely.
I mean,
if it's giving me more than $299 worth of work a month.
Exactly. I mean, and we're very aware that in order to keep you as a customer, we have to make sure you're making a lot more than that, you know?
Right.
Right? So it's one of those things. So, you know, as long as you're able to take on more work right now, right? I mean, you said, you know, if you start getting the calls, you're able to do the work.
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. Then you sound like a perfect candidate we want to work with. We only ask that because we know what tends to happen once you hit that first page, brother. That's why we need to make sure that we're also working with someone that's able to take on the new customers. Now, what's your last name, Roger?
Brasher, Brasher.
Do you have an email address, Roger?
I do. Let me give you my business email because that's the one I look at more often. It is, I'm going to say it letter by letter for the first couple, and then I'll tell you the words after that because it's a little weird.
Okay.
So it is XSTREAM. So it should say Extreme and then Exterior Cleaning at Gmail.
Exterior Cleaning at Gmail. Okay, hold on. Let's see what happened here because it came up. Oh, I think I misspelled it here. Okay, there it is. They came up correct. Yeah. All right, perfect. All right, now the $239, $285, $4881. Is that a good number to list on Google where the customers can call you, or do you have a separate number?
Nope, that would be a good number for them to call.
Okay. And then what address do you have the business registered? Don't worry, we're not going to list that on Google. That's just in case we have to send any correspondence to you.
Okay, it is 3331.
Okay.
3rd Avenue Northwest, Naples, Florida, 34120.
Okay, you said Northwest. Okay, Northwest. All right, and the zip code 34120, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is important, brother, so I just need like 2 minutes of your attention. What days and what times that you wanted to show on Google that you're open for business? Like, what times are you able to take the calls? Because that's, you know, when your phone will be ringing.
Preferably like 8 to 7, Monday through Friday.
All right, 1 second. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Are you working weekends, brother, or not weekends?
Oh, we do. I try not to schedule on the weekends. I prefer to have those. But if the money's good and work's good, I'd definitely take on work on weekends for sure.
Okay. You know what? I say that, you know, for your sake, if you want, we'll leave it just Monday through Friday. And then based on how you're doing there, we can open up to the weekends. What do you say?
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds better.
I'm just basing it on, you know, I mean, I do this with many, many companies that do soft washing, exterior washing. So we'll do that for now. All right.
Cool.
And then how far outside of Naples? I mean, how many miles? I know, I think Tara asked that, but she didn't note it here for me. How many miles are you willing to travel for customers?
Let me tell you right now. I'm actually up in Estero right now, so I'm going to search my home address and see how many minutes away that is.
Okay, because she did put a stereo and then Fort Myers as well.
Yeah, 45 minutes to an hour.
Right, I'll list you about 50 miles, I would say then.
Okay.
And the reason that we're asking that, I mean, obviously it has to make financial sense. You're not going to drive 50 miles for $100, you know, but we ask because, you know, we're going to make sure that your visibility is extended, right? So. All right, bear with me here one quick second. Writing. Okay. And then you are open for both commercial and residential, if I'm not mistaken, Roger?
Yep, correct.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then I do have to create a password for the account, Roger. This is in case you ever call us or we call you, if you wanted to ever make changes on the Google platform. We have to make sure that we're only speaking with you and you alone. So there's three questions. You get to choose one of these three. And then of course that'll be the answer you give me will be the password. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
I'd say mother's maiden name.
Okay. Go ahead.
And that is Duvernay, Duvernay.
I got to tell you this much, man. I've been doing this for many years. I have never heard of this name before. That's a little new. Where's that from, if you don't
really
mind me asking? Yeah, never heard of it.
I think I'll be dead honest with you, bro. I have no clue.
I appreciate the honesty. At least you didn't made it, you know, make
I
it up.
I could have made up something funny.
I'll right. I was, you could have said Polish or something, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, that's nice. Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here one quick second. And then, are you taking pictures of the work that you do, Roger?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good thing because we will need those to put them on the website, obviously, and then on Google, you know. So that's a good thing. Keep taking pictures, man. That's always an excellent thing because clients love to see that. Now,
right.
Tomorrow, Roger... Tomorrow is Wednesday. You'll get a call as a courtesy from our IT department. I'm sure you know what the IT guys are. I mean, these are the guys that, you know, do all the back-end work. They do the content. They, you know, they do all the listings for Apple, for Google. They'll give you a courtesy call tomorrow. What time tomorrow would you have about maybe 20 or 30 minutes to spare, brother?
Let's do tomorrow around... 1 o'clock.
1 p.m.
Say 1 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, let me just double check and look at the schedule here. Just take me about 20 seconds to make sure that's open. And aside from this whole Google stuff, brother, how's your day going, man?
Good. My food just got here.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna hurry up then. Okay. Food's always important. All right. Bear with me one quick second. All right. Yes, 1 o'clock is open. And then you do have access to extremeexteriorscleaning@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm the sole owner, so everything goes through me.
Everything comes to you. Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, perfect, man. I mean, you're gonna really like this Google service. I mean, not even about liking it, brother. It's about being busy, to be honest with you. That's what it's about, man. All right, bear with me here 1 second. Okay, I'll send you the confirmations. Send that way, and then so we can get the ball rolling and get you listed, Roger. There's two ways that you can take care of the monthly service price, which is a $299. You can either take care of it with a company card, or you can take care of it with a personal debit card. Which did you want to use?
Do you take credit card?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Then I'll get that confirmation over to your email while we're on the phone.
All right, I would do credit card.
Okay, bear with me 1 second here. And the credit card, is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Here's a MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. Bear with me 1 second here. We do work with very secure systems here on behalf of Google, Roger, so the card has to match identically on the name or else our system will reject it. So does the card say Roger Brashear?
No, the name is different.
Okay, what's the name on there?
The name on the credit card is Jerry Meeks.
Okay, and who is Jerry?
Jerry is basically my dad.
Oh, okay, but you are authorized to use this card?
Correct.
Okay, so Jerry is J-E-R-R-Y, and then how do you spell the last name?
The first name is actually G, G-E-R-R-Y.
I got a friend named Jerry, and that's how he spelled it. I just assumed, brother. My apologies. Okay. G-E-R-R-Y. Last name?
Meeks, M-E-E-K-S.
Meeks. Okay. Perfect. All right. Bear with me 1 quick second here. Okay. All MasterCards start with the number 5, brother, whenever you're ready.
It is 5171.
Okay.
4897.
Okay.
8491.
Okay.
8820.
Okay. Expiration date?
The expiration date is 0728.
July 2028. And then there's something called a CC code. It's going to be the last 3 behind the card.
It is 867.
867. Okay, bear with me just 1 quick second while I verify that the card you have provided today is a valid one, and then I'm going to send that confirmation over to your email right now as we're on the phone. So bear with me 1 second. Just do me a favor as well, Roger. Please make sure you don't miss the phone call from our IT guys tomorrow at 1 p.m. The pictures that you have, do you have those on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, because they're going to need them tomorrow. So just as a heads up. So bear with me here 1 second. And then the last portion here, so we can wrap it up, I have to read you our disclosure. It's really brief. I won't take much of your time. I know you're eating, brother, so sorry about that.
All right.
I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification here alongside with Google. This call is being recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Just to make sure that we have everything correct, Roger, can you please verify the name of the company?
The name of the company is Extreme Exterior Cleaning, LLC.
Perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
My name is Roger Jerry Bradford, Jr., and I am the owner.
You are the owner. Okay, perfect. And you are an authorized person to start services on behalf of Extreme Exterior Cleaning, LLC, correct?
Correct.
And you are an authorized person to use the card that you provided, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Roger, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
I agree.
Okay, perfect. In hiring local slash here alongside with Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. Your payment for the initial term will be processed today, March 11th. The total amount is $299. Keep in mind that this is a flat rate. This is never going to change, okay? That amount is going to stay the same. The next payment will not be due until April 11th, and again, that's going to be $299 as a flat rate. Also keep in mind, this is not a contract, Roger. You have the right to cancel the service if you're not satisfied with what we're doing. I mean, I don't think that you're going to want to cancel, like I said, but I have to let you know it's part of the rights that you have, brother. Okay?
Right.
If you're not happy with the service. Okay? All right, bear with me here one quick second. Let me get this over to you. You're going to start receiving text messages right now, Roger. You're also going to start receiving emails, you know, saying welcome to the company. Let me be the first one to say, brother, you know, welcome here to Local Splash right alongside as Google partners. I think you're going to be pretty satisfied with the service you're going to receive on Google. You are going to get an email. I don't know if you have access to your emails. You don't have to do this now because I know you're eating, but you're going to get an email that's going to request for you to give us permission to call or text you when we need to. And then it says that all the information you provided is accurate and correct. There's going to be two little boxes that you have to fill in. You can do that later if you want, or if you have 2 minutes, I can walk you through it. This way, when you get the call from the IT guys, it's already done. But if you want, again, like I said, you can do it later. It's really simple. You let me know.
I can do it right now.
Okay, perfect. All righty, here, let me just check if you already got it. Yep, it already went through. It's going to say Local Splash invoice. Let me know when you receive that. It's going to be your invoice. Once you open it up, it's going to say, hello, Roger. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then, did you see that email already?
I have the link through a text message.
Oh, you're going through text. Okay. Do you have access to your email? Because it's a lot easier.
Yes. Let me go to my email.
I could do it through your phone, but, you know, sometimes there's little hiccups with the phone, so I prefer if we do it straight through your email. Hey, by the way, man, what are you eating, Roger? I'm only asking because... Oh, never mind. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I mean wings. But I have okay. I have not gotten the email yet, though.
Okay, because it said it sent it, and I, okay, let me verify, because it's already telling me it sent it over to you, to X, just the letter X, and then stream, exterior, cleaning, at gmail.com. Yeah, I'm showing.
Extreme exterior?
Let's see here. Let me go back there. Stream, and then exterior, cleaning, yes.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Here, let me text it to you just to make sure that you gave me the right one. I want to make sure because, yeah, it's telling me that I already sent over.
Oh, I got it. I have them now.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was just about
to
text.
Refresh.
Okay. All right. You're going to get quite a bit of few of them. The one that you want to, it's going to say initial invoice or something with the word invoice. That's the one I need you to open up.
All right. Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay, that one right there, okay, it's going to say, hello, Roger, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. So what you want to do, you want to go towards the bottom, and what we're looking for, it's the words that say, please click here, and they'll be in, like, little blue color. Please click here to accept terms.
All right, I'm opening that up.
Okay, when you open that up, right at the top, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. What you want to do, you want to look for your phone number towards the bottom left, Roger. You're going to see your phone number, 239-285-4881. Let me know when you see your number.
Yep.
Okay. Right underneath your number, is where the two little boxes that you have to click. So let me let you know exactly what this does, because I'm being very transparent with you, and always keep in mind that our calls are monitored and recorded, so everything I tell you, it's by the book. The first little line there that says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my number, lets us know that it's okay for us to call or text you whenever we have to. So you click on the first little box. The second box says that you certify that you're an authorized holder to the card. That means that you're able to use the card, and all the information is complete and accurate. So you click on the second little box.
Got it.
Okay. Then about three or four sentences below that, you're going to see it's going to come up under your dad's name because the card's under his name. It's going to say Jerry Meeks. You see that?
Yep.
It says signature your name. Right underneath your dad's name, there's a little box in orange that says click here and type your name. You have to type in your dad's name exactly how it is with capital G and then capital M, and then hit confirm signature. So what this also is going to do, Roger, it's going to give you access to our dashboard. The dashboard is where you're going to be able to see how many people are clicking on the Google profile, how many calls are coming from Google. Everything that we're able to see on the back end, we're going to give you access to that as well, Roger.
Okay. Is there an app I need to download?
No, not so far. You're going to get all the instructions from the IT guys. I'm going to be frank with you. Those guys know a lot more than I do when it comes to all the back end stuff. I would be pulling your leg if I try to act like I knew as much as those guys did. I really don't.
Okay.
Those are, you know, one time I told a customer, it was crazy because I was being, sometimes they monitor our calls to make sure we're doing everything right. And I addressed them as the computer nerds, which I didn't know it was a bad thing, but I it was brought to my attention never to say computer nerd. I mean, I'm not saying it in that regard again, but I'm.
I said,
yeah, man, those are our computer nerds. And then I got a call later in the day. Hey, man, you can't be saying that about our team. I was like, oh, okay, sorry, man.
That's funny.
Okay, I see that you did it correctly, brother. So you're all set. It's going to take you to another page. It's going to ask you for username, password. It says, welcome to Local Splash. You're going to get all that information tomorrow from our IT guys, brother. Let me be the first one just to say welcome to the family here alongside with Google. I think you're going to be pretty satisfied with what we're able to do, man. Let's get you, more than anything, let's get you busy. That's what it's about, man. So
that was actually perfect timing for this call. I really appreciate you guys reaching out.
Nah, no worries, Roger. I know that, Tara did leave quite a bit of notes here, and she did put on here, she says, it's his birthday. Let's take care of him. That's one of the main, she puts it on there.
That.
So. You know, yeah. Again, brother, thank you so much, for joining the family. Like I said, I think you're going to be quite satisfied with what Google services can do for you and the business. And, I mean, the ultimate goal here is, you know, for you to be in a position to expand the company at some point. So
definitely.
Like I said, just do me a favor. Make sure you answer our call tomorrow, 1 p.m., and then we'll get the ball rolling from there. And again, brother. You know, thank you and welcome to the family. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You're all set.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you very much. It was Mario.
Oh, you got it. That's Mario. Yeah, that's me. I'm the only Mario that's in the supervising department. So if you ever need anything from me, man, you just call and ask for me. I'll be more than happy to help. And again, brother, enjoy those wings. I was supposed to take lunch about an hour ago. I haven't, so I'm probably going to consider eating some wings myself, man. So
there you go. As you should. Get some hot ones.
There you go. All right, Roger. Talk to you tomorrow, brother. Take care.
Thank you very much, Mario. You too.
All right. Bye-bye now.